This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877 Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so we got a lot to talk about. This was kind of a frightening number where they say 1 in 7 kids under 9 years old have psychological disorders. 1 in 7, age 2 to 8, suffers from mental, behavioral, or a developmental problem, according to federal health officials. This is, talk about risk to national security. This is huge. They say researchers analyzed data supplied by parents in the 2011-2012 National Survey of Children's Health. They looked for reported speech and language problems, learning disabilities, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, autism spectrum disorder, anxiety, and more. They say based on the number of kids affected, this is something we need to pay attention to. This is lead researcher Jennifer Kaminsky, team leader for child development and studies at the CDC. So researchers found that young children with mental, behavioral, or developmental disorders were less likely than others to have access to medical care that was family-centered, continuous, comprehensive, coordinated, compassionate, and culturally effective. That's a lot of C's. Centered, continuous, comprehensive, coordinated, compassionate, culture. Okay. Parental mental health problems and child care problems were also commonly associated with mental, behavioral, and developmental disorders in young children. They say the incidence of disorders varied widely by state. The prevalence of disorders was lowest in California at 10.6% and double in Arkansas and Kentucky. They say fair or poor parental mental health was highest in Washington, D.C. No, they're talking about the kids. I know. I was thinking, yeah. But they say, unfortunately, fair and poor parental mental health was highest in D.C., lowest in Kansas, according to the study. Neighborhood support also widely varied, a fourfold difference between the highest North Dakota and lowest Arizona among the states. They say children living in poverty or in homes where English is not spoken were unfortunately at the highest risk for these problems. Speaking English is either an indicator of assimilation into the culture and or a sign of better access to health care. They say we were not able to say if these risk factors are caused by or causing the disorders. Moreover, they say the snapshot cannot reveal if the children are suffering from these problems in the years past. So they looked at 35,000 children. The study was published earlier in the week. And so they looked at depression, developmental delay, Tourette syndrome, intellectual disability. Tourette syndrome, these kids get tics. Most publicized is the verbal tic that you see on the movies where somebody is cursing, you know, without controlling themselves. But Tourette syndrome, it can be pretty debilitating for kids that constantly have tics. Either they, you know, touch their pelvic area or they wink their eye and they can't stop winking their eye or their lip or things like that. When we look at this, go ahead. Uh-huh.
I don't know if you knew this, but I actually have Tourette's. I've got a little tic or a couple of tics. That kind of are frustrating. I think the worst thing is mine is kind of like a face rub twitch. Mm-hmm. And when you're eating steak and you're excited about steak, you just want to eat your steak, and somehow your body just wants to, you know, rub your face. And when you've got a steak knife and a fork full of steak, you kind of almost stab yourself in the face. And I find that kind of a pain. It's a real pain.
But here's the thing, though. Does it mean, though, you have full-blown Tourette's? I think, see, what I want to say about this is having a tic It doesn't mean you need to be branded.
Well, technically, it's three physical tics and a verbal outburst, and I actually meet all the criteria for it.
Oh, you do?
I've got like one residual one that happens most, but then there are several others, and I do have an auditory tic that comes out too.
But I mean, are they repetitive and they keep happening, or can you control some of them?
Every day. The best way I can describe it is it's kind of like a yawn. Like, you know it's coming, you can kind of restrain it a little bit, but you feel it creeping up your spine until you just need to get it out. It can be incredibly frustrating. However, I did see a study about they were trying to treat it with music, because when kids are playing music, not listening to music, actually playing music on an instrument, somehow the tics don't go off. And I find that when I play music, I'm not twitching. Mm-hmm. I've never dropped my guitar and been like, oh God, tic, good. So.
Well, just like the tickle study we talked about, if the patient is touching themselves, they don't get tickly. But yep. If somebody else is touching them, they tickle. But you see, why is that, though, a psychological disorder? That's what bothers me. They're lumping Tourette's in with a psychological disorder. Yeah, it's neurologic.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's much more of, I would call it a neurological as well. Psychological, there's no therapy that you can get to fix it. It has to do with your neurons. There's something firing that I don't have control over.
Right, you know, when they say 1 in 7 kids between 2 and 8 have psychological disorders, okay, what else do they list? Okay, well, attention deficit. Well, how many of these kids are being diagnosed when they don't necessarily really have to fall under a diagnosis? My question is are we diagnosing too much now?
Probably.
I saw kids in class when they got bored, they didn't pay attention. And we've talked about attention deficit a lot on the show. You know, parents will drag their kid in. They'll say, my kid has ADHD. The teachers are upset. He's doing poorly in his grades. He can't sit there and concentrate. Yet the whole time I'm talking to mom for 30 minutes, the kid is sitting there playing with his game. He's sitting there quietly. He's not fidgeting, and he's focusing on his game.
I don't understand how somebody could ask a kid to sit there for 5 to 7 hours and just stare at a piece of paper, read a book. No, I'm a kid. I got energy. Mm-hmm. Like,
in an uncomfortable seat. Those desks.
Oh, don't remind
very
me.
Very uncomfortable. Don't I remember a nail coming up out of one of my... I had the plastic that would tear into my leg if I wore shorts because the plastic was broken. And the, you know those... Oh, my gosh. No wonder I'm fidgeting in my seat. It's because I'm bleeding.
Yep.
All right. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, making health headlines was the study that 1 in 7 children have psychological disorders. And these are kids under 9 years old. And something like this, the reason why it made headlines is that is a very devastating number. And what the hell are we doing wrong such that we have all these kids with psychological disorders? They include depression, anxiety, attention deficit, Tourette's, tic disorder. We need to stop for a second and figure out what we're doing wrong and how to prevent this. You know how the Pentagon has told us, gosh, you know, these childhood obesity is the biggest risk to our national security that they've seen in decades because kids aren't in shape? Well, not only that, but something like this. If one in nine of our population has a psychological disorder, we got a huge problem. I mean, who's going to be taking care of us? Who's going to be paying taxes into the Medicare system, into the Social Security system? How are these kids going to work? How are they going to take care of themselves? And, you know, these poor kids. I mean, and are we branding them inappropriately? Do many of them not even need to be branded? So the first thing I thought of when I saw this is, okay, drugs. We got moms doing drugs. Remember we were talking about the study a few days ago where moms still smoke? Many moms are still smoking when they're pregnant. They know. They know it's bad for them, but they still do. All right, so I'm thinking, okay, well, maybe, you know, it's alcohol, maybe it's drugs, maybe it's nicotine. And so I think that's a part of it, okay? The next thing I think is we are prescribing maybe a little too quickly. We talked about Tourette's syndrome, you know, and a tic disorder. You could get a voluntary tic, involuntary, well, an involuntary tic. It could be motor. It could be verbal. There's a variety of different manifestations, and we're seeing that. Well, maybe, you know, we're diagnosing it more now than we did before. You know, I mean, I remember kids in school would sit there and make noise, you know, and funny sounds, et cetera. And, I mean, I would make funny sounds in class all the time. But I was never diagnosed with anything. I just liked making funny sounds. You know, my brother, I have two brothers. And the older of the two, not older than me, even though I pretend he's older than me because I don't want to, you know, say my age. But every time my mom would say something, he'd make a farting sound. So she'd be like, all right, guys, so after this, we need to go to the store. And he would just make those sounds all the time. And now that I think back, and she would yell at him. She's like, she would scream. I don't know, he was 5, 6, 7, 8, 18. He just always made, and now that I think of it, I wonder if it was a tick. You know, just as soon as she would finish her sentence, he would make a farting sound. And I thought it was funny. I was like, oh, this is great. So was he diagnosed with a psychological disorder? No. Give him a break. So I think we are quick to diagnose. Attention deficit is now being diagnosed like crazy. Right? And we've talked about this many times. You know, teachers say the kids aren't paying attention in class, yet they could sit there in front of a Disney movie or in front of a YouTube video, or they could play a video game without even flinching or blinking once. So I think before we just, I guess, call defeat and say, all right, well, we just have all these kids with psychological disorders. All right, I would say let's stop for a second and revamp, A, our whole diagnosis, and B, what we're doing in school. I mean, a lot of these kids are being diagnosed in school and in daycare. All right, let's talk about that for a second, okay? So my kids, I gave birth to Stoney. I was in my third year training, and we all talked about the birth, and I told you about how everything, you know. Okay, right? Okay, so I won't go into that, okay? Don't worry, I'm not going to make you watch the video or anything like that. Okay, I actually didn't videotape. I didn't want anything like that, you know, later circulating. We didn't have internet. Oh, yeah, we did, but I didn't think it would, you know, get on there. So anyway, no video, so you don't have to worry about that. All right, but I had to be back at work within 2 weeks, okay? I only had 2 week sick leave or 2 week maternity leave. So I went back. Now, I could have taken unpaid, but then I wouldn't have graduated on time. So I set it up where I had my rotations where I could take him to work. So here I am taking a newborn, a two-week-old, with me to work. So I could still breastfeed him, so I could still, and luckily I was able to, there were medical offices that allowed me to bring him. Now, he was still sleeping all day, so it was very easy to do that. I could put him in an office, keep an eye on him, have somebody watch him. So he started to wake up, feed, and I was able to do that. With my second kid, I went back to work in 3 days. After Brock, I had to be back at the office in 3 days. So then you wonder, what are we doing to our kids? You know, where's the nurturing? I mean, where's the bonding? And yeah, I bonded with the kids, and my kids are sick of me. I mean, they want out. They want away from me all the time. Now, but I think that's a big part of it. Okay? And then, I mean, you know, families are different now. Okay? Mom isn't home when you come home from school cooking a meal that has all four food groups in it. Okay? Mom's at work. somebody is picking you up from school, or somebody else is watching you, or older brother or sister is raising you, or the computer is raising you. Okay, that's a huge difference. Than what we grew up with. Now, I mean, my mom worked, but there were times when she didn't have a job and she couldn't work that she was there when I got home from school, which was a very, very scary thing for me. Because you didn't get hugs and kisses from mama when you came home, okay? You got, you know, you had to give your detention note, you know, you got yelled at because you got, you know, your only pair of jeans dirty, and now you can't rewear them for another day, you got a hole in your shoe. I used to rip my pants in the saddle, the crotch area. I used to always split my pants. And I would come home, and she would have to spend 20, 30 minutes sewing up my pants. Or I'd rip my pants in the knee. And then I'd have a cut on the knee, and she'd have to put Mercurochrome, you know, that mercury medicine that was pink. She'd have to put it. So I always got yelled at coming home, you know, but mama was there. I mean, I had a mommy around. So, I mean, maybe a lot of this is our fault. Okay? You know, we're not loving our kids. We're not showing emotion. I mean, you know, even with my boys, you know, I text them. Do I call them? No, because they don't pick up their phone. But I text them and I get an answer. Why aren't I stopping that? Why aren't I putting my foot down? Why aren't I, you know, making the rule that they need to, you know, they need to, I guess, communicate with me? So I think that's a big part of it. So now you have depression. Now you have certain behavioral issues. Well, yeah, I mean, we're not parenting like we should, right? And then maybe we do have an issue with cell phones, electromagnetic radiation, pollution, all right? I mean, are these kids truly having psychological issues? One thing I'm picking up on is increase in depression in kids. And I have a lot of theories for that. You know, boys crying. When I grew up, boys never cried. I don't think I ever saw my brother cry unless he got a whooping. But I don't ever remember him cry about anything. And now boys cry. I remember seeing my kids play baseball and the kids were crying all the time on the team. And I'm not saying it's bad. Boys should be allowed to cry. But when you look at that, you're like, well, huh, is it the hormones? Is it the hormones in the food? Is it the hormones in the milk? You know, we see more obesity. Obesity makes hormones, much more hormones, much more estrogen. Maybe there's a link with that that we need to study. So that's different. You know, the other thing too also is we're not allowing kids, and I'm not saying we should, but what's different today than it was in, you know, when we went to school? Well, when we went to school, there was always a fight. All right? I mean, you know, we got out our aggression. I mean, there would be a fight. Boys fought more than girls. But boy, we would, and nowadays, no fighting. Okay, if there's a fight, everybody gets in trouble. No bullying, which I'm for. I agree with the way we do things now, but where's the outlet? If kids can't fight, and they have to have their hands, you know, correctly in their lap, and they can't voice their concern, and they can't voice their upset, and classes are overcrowded, and they just have to grin and bear it, grin and bear it, grin and bear it, grin and bear it. Mom comes home, dad comes home. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. You're being negative. I don't want to hear it. I had a bad day. These kids don't have an outlet. They don't have a way to blow off steam. What about sports? How is enrollment in sports? Well, in some districts you see it up, in some districts you see it down. All right? I mean, my kids, thank heavens, I'm able to go back and forth with my husband on picking up the kid, taking him to practice, bringing him back from practice, taking him to the game, picking him up from the game, being there at the game, getting water, getting, you know. I mean, it's a pain. And for those of us at work, a lot of times the kids just don't do the sports. Sports is an outlet. So we brought this on ourselves, and we need to figure this out, because that's just too, and our kids don't deserve this. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We got some breaking news. The Paris terror suspect, Salah Abdeslam, has been captured. We are being reported that he was captured alive, according to a Belgian counterterrorism source. A Belgium state broadcaster reported that the 26-year-old Abdeslam was injured in a shootout that ended with his capture. The Belgian counterterrorism source said two people were wounded. They said this is such a significant moment for the Belgian authorities as well as for France. Earlier in the day, the prosecutor's office revealed that his fingerprints and DNA were found in a Brussels apartment raided 2 days earlier. One person was killed and two people escaped that operation. The man killed by Special Forces sniper was Mohamed Baykad, an Algerian who used the name Samir Bouzid, who is believed to have directed the November 13th Paris attackers via calls from Belgium. Baykad is believed to have helped Absalom travel prior to the attacks, transfer money to a female cousin of Paris, ringleader Abdelhamid Abaoud, following the attack. So authorities believe Abdelsalam was using the apartment as a hideout following the November 13th Paris attacks that left at least 130 people dead. His possible escape has spurred an intense manhunt that's gone up all this time. And the investigation had continued day and night. So, wow. Unfortunately, no more information has been given, except they have him. And they think he was the driver of the black Renault Clio that dropped off three suicide bombers near the Stade de France, one of the attack sites near Paris. They also believe that he had worn a suicide belt found on a Paris street after the attacks. So they think he called friends to take him to Belgium after the attacks. They passed through police checkpoints, but Abdelslam had not been identified as a suspect, so they were allowed to continue on their way. That's amazing that they got to the border quick enough. And then they found traces of explosives and fingerprints in another Brussels apartment. They thought that he had returned to Syria, and he is a Belgian-born French citizen, brother of another attacker, Abrahim Abdelsalam. And they believe he was a French citizen who was a suicide bomber that detonated explosives outside the cafe on Boulevard Voltaire. So that was just breaking news. And as we get any more information, we will tell you. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Sarah Palin has given us an update on her husband, who had unfortunately been seriously injured in a snowmobile accident and admitted he will need quote-unquote bionic parts. Todd Palin remains hospitalized. He's in intensive care with a collapsed lung, fractured ribs, and a broken clavicle and shoulder blade. The crash happened 70 miles north of their hometown, Wasalia, on Sunday night. In a quote, they said, requiring a bit more than our usual fix-up all here, duct tape, some gnarly incisions to enter his innards will be the remainders of how life can change in the blink of an eye. That's what she wrote on Facebook. And skating through TSA detectors with bionic parts will now be anything but the blink of an eye. So the former Alaska governor and 2008 Republican vice presidential candidate said a long surgery repaired multiple breaks in his upper body, and he needed steel bands to secure the ribs. And his broken clavicle has plates and rods. They are going to repair the broken shoulder for later. So, she's grateful for our technology, et cetera. So, she said everyone should take her husband's advice and say don't sweat the small stuff. She's been campaigning for Donald Trump, and she was actually campaigning when the accident happened. She did appear at the rally, you know, made a commitment, appeared at the rally, and then she went back to be with her husband. So hopefully comes out of it okay. That's serious stuff. These snowmobiles, nothing to mess with. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Right, so the newest thing in the last few years have been these desks where you could stand while you work. And we've been talking about the dangers of sitting for long stretches of time. And being sedentary could increase your risk of obesity, diabetes, heart disease. So now there's these convertible standing desks. But a new study says despite the evidence that sitting too much is bad for you, the health benefits of standing desks and other strategies not really proven to help your health as well. A medical review was published Wednesday in the Cochrane Library, looked at 20 studies that focused on various strategies. They had 2,100 participants in the U.S., U.K., and Europe. In the 6 studies for standing desks, researchers found that people did increase their time on their feet somewhat, from 30 minutes to 2 hours, depending on the study. But they really didn't see much health benefits. They did point out that other studies in which participants were encouraged to do more activities like take a walk during a break only had a modest decrease in time spent sitting. So, I mean, what I want to know is, does it work in terms of burning calories? Does it work at cancer prevention? We won't know. They haven't been around for a while. Remember I said there was a study where if you stand all day at work, there's still issues with your health? There was a study that, because a lot of you guys, you stand at the front desk or at the front counter. Any inactivity, true standing, you have to balance more, you have to clench a little bit more, you may, use some of your muscles more, but not, 8 hours of being in one position, it's only so much. And I think a big thing we're forgetting is none of us are going out into the sun. I mean, these studies are going to have to probably, look at the difference between construction workers who are outside, traffic control, traffic cops, comparing people who get some outside sun who don't. My guess is that's where the biggest difference is. Okay, whether you're standing or sitting, it's people getting to be outside and moving around. Because there's a lot to be said about being outdoors. We close the curtains during the summer, to keep the price down of the air conditioning and keep the house cool. But now that it's spring, we have the windows completely, the shades wide open. And I always see the cats sit in the sunny part. You know how the sun comes in on the carpet? So there's a triangle area of sun and there's shade. The cats fight for the areas where the sun is coming in. Animals want sun. And again, I am scared to death of melanoma. I am scared beyond because I am very fair and my skin is just, but there's something to that. So my guess is that's what we need. Now, what about these treadmill desks? I can read while on a treadmill. I can do that. I just don't read well. I think a big problem we have is how to sit there and concentrate on a task when you have to multitask as well as exercise. I don't know if treadmill desks are a good idea. I think I don't really see how the productivity will be there. I would almost rather every hour on the hour, there's 5 minutes that you take to walk around the building outside. Then you go back and you go back to your desk. That's what I would rather suggest. But I don't think exercising while you're working really, really helps. Now, I have done my show where I sit on an exercise ball. Unfortunately, one of my engineers was saying, look, we could hear you go back and forth. I try to exercise, and move around and keep my stomach tight. And I think that's a good idea if you could sit on one of those balls where, you have to balance. But I think exercise has to be exercise. Many of my patients say, look, Dahlia, I walk all the time at work. I used a pedometer. I'm hitting 10,000 steps easy. Why am I gaining weight? Because your body gets used to it. It has to be a separate, delineated workout, a dedicated workout. It has to be a separate workout. And if you're not doing that, I don't think it's going to do much. Every little bit helps, mind you, but for some real, real benefits, unfortunately, we're really going to have to exercise separately. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu, I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Farmington, New Mexico, Thursday, May 12th at 7 p.m. Go to www.cdocinfarmington.com. That's www.cdocinfarmington.com.
Hi, Pat Matthews again. I want to talk to you about selling online. And when I say selling, I'm talking about your home, your car, and even buying a house or a new set of wheels. There's a new kid in town, and that's BuySellMakeOffer.com. The revolution has already begun, and I invite you to be a part of it. You see, get in on the ground floor because BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees. Can you imagine what the other guys might charge you for selling a car on their site? Let alone a house. Well, BuySellMakeOffer.com doesn't do that. And you can use Skype and YouTube videos to sell your products, big or small. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and set up your account. For as little as $7.95 per month, you can sell up to 50 items. And they'll give you the first 30 days free just to try it out. Remember, no per item fees. Join the revolution today. BuySellMakeOffer.com. And tell them Pat Matthews sent you.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
As I walk
went wrong.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. I know we're coming up on spring break. I think my kids are going to be officially on spring break at the sound of the bell this afternoon. One is still playing hooky. You know, he says he's sick. I'm like, come on, really? So, you know what? He missed school. So he's already been on spring break, and he's going to, you know, get a butt chewing when I get some time, because I think this is ridiculous. He should have at least shown up at school and finished his test. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. He says he's sick. I got to talk about mommies not being there for empathy when babies come home from school. He better be in school. Anyway, what was I saying? So, spring break, guys, hang in there. I mean, I know we just got our kids, back from Christmas break. I thought we were done, you know, with breaks for a while, but I guess we're not. This was kind of a sad case. There was a teenager who had a toothache. She was a British teenager being reported by Fox News, and she thought she was getting wisdom teeth pain. But it actually was a different issue. It was in a rare and aggressive form of pediatric cancer called rhabdomyosarcoma. She's 18 years old, Nadia Hobbs. She was massaging her jaw to relieve the pain when she found a pea-sized lump on her jawline. By the time blood tests ruled out mumps and certain other diseases, the lump had doubled in size and she was in excruciating pain. Her mother, Rachel Hobbs, insisted she undergo further testing and took her to the hospital. She was then diagnosed with rhabdomyosarcoma, which is a childhood cancer where cancer cells form in the muscle tissue. The MRI scan revealed the tumor in her cheek. So she underwent 7 cycles of chemotherapy, has 2 more to go. The size of her tumor has decreased by 75%. She hopes in 6 weeks of radiotherapy, she could start to completely eliminate the tumor. On some of these, not only do you have to cut it out, but you have to do radiation. So a lot of times what they'll do is they'll shrink it down first before they cut it out. With rhabdomyosarcoma, this is a very aggressive form. There was no way she wasn't going to get chemotherapy with this. Praying for her. She does have a fundraising, account at Teenage Cancer Trust. And, good for mom and her for, you know, being on top of it and not ignoring it. Pretty, pretty scary stuff. Also scary, there's a woman who was diagnosed with breast cancer at the age of 25. She felt a lump in her right breast, didn't think much of it. She was young, had lost about 70 pounds. She was seeing a nutritionist and a trainer. Breast cancer wasn't in the family. I mean, her grandmother had it when she was 80 years old, but, you know, nothing that struck any of her family members or doctors as, okay, this could be, you know, breast cancer. No real symptoms. And unfortunately, it actually was breast cancer. She was diagnosed with stage 1B invasive micropapillary breast carcinoma and micrometastasis in the lymph nodes. She tested positive for a protein called HER2, which is human epidermal growth factor receptor 2. This promotes the growth of cancer cells. These tend to be more aggressive than others. This could have killed her. Her cancer tested positive for estrogen and progesterone, so they'll be able to treat her as well, blocking her estrogen and progesterone. She had lymph nodes removed, so this would avoid further spread. She's not going to be able to take birth control because that could feed it. She underwent genetic testing, and she was negative for BRCA1 and BRCA2 genes. Even though her grandmother has breast cancer, she was negative for the BRCA testing, which makes sense. You know, grandma had it in her 80s, and, I would definitely test for BRCA if it was a younger family member. I mean, I like testing for it anyway, but if you couldn't get it tested, the definite groups I would recommend are when there's breast cancer in the family, a lot of it, pancreatic cancer, melanoma, cancers that hit younger people in the family, I would probably recommend the BRCA testing. Prostate as well. So, she did decide to undergo a bilateral mastectomy, remove both the breast with the cancer and the healthy breast. Even though she was negative for BRCA1 and BRCA2, she could have chosen lumpectomy, but she would have had to continue going every 6 months and always watch her other side. And then she also had to decide whether to freeze her eggs. And I guess she went through 2 cycles of egg freezing, oocyte cryopreservation. Her insurance only covered $5,000 of it. And so she had her mastectomy. She had the drains and all that. And I mean, young lady. So, you know, I would have probably done the same thing. I mean, when you have a very aggressive cancer that shows up in your 20s, I would, you know, and, you know, there's been some debate. Well, you know, years of mammograms, could that cause cancer? I don't think that's been proven. You know, I mean, you know, the radiation you get from a mammogram or a chest x-ray is very, very small. You know, I mean, look at the radiation we're exposed to with our cell phone, being up in a plane, just being outdoors. But, you know, for me, the constant checking and the constant worrying, for me, I would do it. But that's just me, a personal decision. Good for her for having it found and, you know, way to go. So in pharmacy news, Walgreens and United Health is forming a pharmacy partnership. These are two of the largest players in the U.S. pharmaceutical supply chain. Walgreens Boots Alliance and United Health Group Inc.'s OptumRx formed a partnership aimed at helping them capture the greater share of the prescription drug market. We're going to see consolidation and consolidation and consolidation as we start to go more socialized. You're not going to have as many choices, guys, all right? And I think it's a good idea, considering this market, to, you know, join forces. It doesn't surprise me at all. They say under the deal, OptumRx manages prescription drug insurance for more than 66 million Americans, charges customers, employers, insurers less for certain drugs if you fill your prescriptions now at Walgreens stores instead of other pharmacies. The offer will apply to 90-day prescriptions for medications that patients can take chronically and maintenance drugs. Let's see here. They say OptumRx merged with Catamaran. That was a $12.8 billion deal last year. Walgreens proposed a $9.4 billion purchase of Rite Aid. They are right now, I guess, undergoing regulatory review. Let me see here. And then I guess Express Scripts might forge a new partnership, but I think they wanted to merge with Walgreens. I'm getting a migraine from all this, but now obviously probably not if they're with OptumRx. They said there's not a lot of players left. Express Scripts will be left standing when the music stops, as we're looking at musical chairs. This is something that is very frustrating for me, your lack of choice. I was speaking to Namaat, a women's group, and the ladies there were very frustrated that they couldn't find a Medicare doctor. And when they do need to get in with their Medicare doctor, it's at least a six-week wait. Some of them said, no, I go to this one doctor and he'll get you in right away. There's going to be less choices of doctors, less choices of where you could get your prescriptions. If you don't live near a Walgreens, sorry. Now, my neck of the woods, there's Walgreens all over the place. One had closed down near where I used to work, but they, you know, so, you know, things, it happens. But, you know, Walgreens luckily is a chain that is, you know, nationwide. And so I think they'll be able to hold their own. So I don't think it's a bad change. But it's another sign that everybody's just consolidating. And it's going to be one or two choices and that's it. But I got to tell you now, many of you guys, that's the choice you have. You know, we have the Culinary Union. It's huge in Las Vegas. And they get their drugs free if they go to the culinary pharmacy. All right? That's the one choice where they could go for free. Now, they could still go to pharmacies. They'll have to pay a little bit more. And there's certain pharmacies that will take their medications. But if you want to get free, one place. And, I mean, also, that's got to be hard where you're kind of, you know, it's probably hard for a company to have multiple places to do that with, but it's just a sign of the times. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-SELLY.
Hang me down. Hang me down. You gotta hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.